Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Go 24/7 podcast. My name's Bryce Kuhn, and we got a fun one today. So you're going to want to make sure you subscribe to the channel, whether you're on the podcast feeds as well. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow there. I'm going to bring in LSU commit, Tavion Galloway. Tavion, thanks so much for joining the show this morning.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, we're gonna have some fun today. It's gonna be really laid back, so no worries. We joked about it before. This is not live. We're gonna edit things out, so it's gonna be fun. But look, I think a lot of fans have seen you on social media. They have seen you and a couple of other these 2024 guys on social media be so vocal about LSU. So let's just kind of get into it. I mean, what about LSU excites you, led to that commitment, and how did that whole process go for you?
Well, so really what started with me building my relationship with LSU was Coach Denbrock. I already had a relationship built with him whenever he was at Cincinnati. And through my recruitment, that was really just like the coach that I felt like I got the best connection with. He was just a real genuine guy. And he always felt like he really just had that real love that a lot of other coaches I felt didn't have. And just knowing what he's able to do with tight ends and what Coach Kelly's able to do with tight ends, like, I know that they can definitely exploit like the things that I'm able to do on the football field, whether it comes to blocking or whether it comes to being able to do things out in the receiving end of the football field. I feel like they definitely would know how to use me in both aspects of the game. And, you know, just with my excitement and everything, I know the culture that LSU has and the culture that Coach Kelly's bringing, I really feel like it's a great opportunity to win championships. I feel like he knew what he was doing coming to LSU. I feel like he really knew his plan. He had it planned out. And just everything that he preaches, like everything, you know, I feel like that's really what got me so excited for it. And I just felt like it was really the right decision to commit whenever I did. And, you know, I'm trying to play for national titles. So obviously I'm going to recruit other guys, some of the best in the nation, to come play with me.
You've talked a lot about, we did an interview before over on our website, kind of about the visit and everything when you went down. I mean, kind of describe what was the culture like when you went down to Baton Rouge. You got the opportunity to meet with Coach Kelly, meet the coaches, see the facility. I mean, look, I've heard it and I've seen it. To me, it's some of the top-tier facilities in the country. Do you also feel that way?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the best facilities in the nation. Like, most definitely. Like, that's not even debatable. It's definitely up there for one of the best. Especially the indoor field and everything. I love everything about it. And everything really just feels like home to me. And whenever we was talking about the culture, it's like everybody bleeds. It's like everybody bleeds Tigers whenever you're in Baton Rouge or just in the Louisiana area. Everybody bleeds that football. Everybody cares about the football. And it's really deep in the community. It's deeper than just the people that go to LSU and attend LSU. Everybody loves it. And you're really getting that support from everybody. You know, that's really just a great feeling. And, you know, LSU, the real Death Valley. So playing in front of that crowd all the time, you know, that's really something that I live for.
You talk about Death Valley, playing in front of that crowd. I'm sure that you, along with a lot of others, have seen this. Obviously, Mason Taylor catching that touchdown against Alabama for them to beat the Crimson Tide in year one under Brian Kelly. Tavion, it's no secret. I mean, Mason Taylor was a weapon in this offense year one. You talked a little bit about it, the draw for you to come. When you see the kind of freshman year he had, what does it open a door for LSU to get guys like you and maybe 2025, 2026, really high-end talent out of the tight end class?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, for me, I already had my belief in Coach Kelly and Coach Denbright before the season even happened. But just seeing what Mason Taylor did, you know, that really does open a lot of eyes. And whenever you look at the resume of them two guys, like, people see, like, tight ends is what they do. And the fact that they made Mason Taylor such a big impact in the first year, that really shows a lot. And we got this stacked 23 class coming, and then me coming in the 24 class. I mean, it's just going to keep showing what Coach Denbrock and what Coach Kelly is doing and the way they're going to develop us. I mean, I feel like we're all going to have our share of doing what we do. But I still expect to have a big role coming in as a young guy.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, there's expectations, obviously, this year for this team to do very well in 2023. But you mentioned that 2024 class. Look, already ranked number two. You guys just added two high-level linebackers that I'm really excited to see make their way to Death Valley. When you look at this class, you talked about recruiting. Is there any names, any guys that you want to see come down with you? Use this as a platform. Who are you trying to get to come down with you to LSU that maybe not committed just yet?
Yeah, so one of the heavy guys I'm going after right now is actually Sterling Dixon. He's committed to Bama right now, but I'm trying to get that flip, you know. I'm staying in his ear trying to let him know the Tigers is here for him.
What type of relationship? I mean, I've talked with Colin Hurley as well. He's a guy that is, you know, a lot of folks are really excited to see him come down. What is the relationship like with this 2024 class so far? I mean, do you guys have a group message? How often are you talking? And how often are you talking about getting other guys and being excited to finally get down to campus?
Yeah, you know, we're a really, like, tight-knitted group. We all got a group chat that we're messaging in. We all keep in touch, you know, especially with Colin Hurley. You know, always got to hit my guy up, stay intact with my QB.
All right, outside of football, we're going to have a little fun with it now. Tavion, what are some things that LSU fans need to know about you, maybe off the field? What do you like? What are some of your interests? What do you like to do when you're not practicing or playing the game?
You know, I'm really a guy. I like to just chill. I'm not a real too outgoing guy, but whenever I go out, I do like to have fun with, like, maybe some friends, my family. I'm a big family guy. I preach that all the time. That's what I do every day for, is my family, and I'm willing to sacrifice it all for the people that I care about. That's really it.
All right, now I've heard a lot about this. This past weekend, they've had the crawfish boil down to the visits for LSU down in Baton Rouge. Listen, a lot of people talk about the food down there. Are you excited to experience a little bit of that Louisiana culture, the food, the atmosphere, and a game day atmosphere? Can you kind of walk us through that? What's that like from a recruit's perspective when they kind of pitch, hey, you want to come down here? It's more than just football.
Yeah, for sure. The food, you know, that's definitely a big thing for me. I'm a big foodie. So even with the first time I came down to Baton Rouge, you know, I had to try that crawfish, and it was hitting. So, you know, whenever I come back, you know, I'm going to need some more of that for sure. But just with that game day experience, you know, it's really the game that I went to go see last season was Ole Miss. And, you know, it was really lit. They started out the game a little shaky, but they was able to fight through. And they actually ended up having a pretty good game, won by a decent margin. And, you know, after the game, everybody stormed the field. It was pretty lit. It was pretty lit to see. And it's just, you know, it's just an exciting thing to see. Like, I really can't wait to play with that atmosphere behind me.
All right, last question for you, man. When you talk to LSU fans, you interact with them on social media, what is your message and what kind of player are they getting in yourself and why should they be staying tuned to what LSU is going to be doing here in the near future?
Whenever I talk to people about what they're going to be getting out of me, is you're going to get a hardworking kid, you know, that's really willing to sacrifice it all to become great. And I'm going to do what it takes. And, you know, to become great, you got to be surrounded by great people. That's also why I'm trying to bring other great athletes to LSU. And I'm trying to win that national title for sure. We're going to bring one to the crib.
Tavion Galloway, the tight end commit that they are very excited about down to the Bayou. And I know fans are as well around the country. Tavion, thanks so much for joining us today. Man, have a fun rest of your spring. And when's the next time that you're going to be down at LSU?
I'm actually going March 30th through April 2nd.
March 30th through April 2nd, he'll be down, and I'm sure he'll get some crawfish. He'll get to experience the life that is down in Louisiana. Fun time down in Baton Rouge. Tavion, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Tavion Galloway, a fantastic young man that's committed to LSU. Listen, hey, we're going to be doing some more of these. My name's Bryce Coon. Before we let you go, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check us out on Go247, the best place to find your LSU content on the 24/7 Sports Network and CBS. We'll talk to you next time. This has been the Go247 Podcast.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.